Children of Cocoa Farms. Cocoa companies tried to improve conditions at West Africa's cocoa farms. Cargill Incorporated CEO Greg Page never used the words child labor in the 30-minute keynote address he delivered to the World Cocoa Foundation. Instead, he talked at length about sustainability. That term has become code for big cocoa players like Cargill that are trying to stop child labor abuses on cocoa farms while keeping production of a lucrative foodstuff viable. Government and media reports of kids forced to drop out of school, or worse, abducted and made to work without pay, have dogged the cocoa industry for more than a decade. Surveys have documented many corporate-backed attempts to alleviate child labor issues, but those efforts have fallen short of key goals. While hordes of children continue working on cocoa farms, some in unsafe conditions. Cargill says solutions to child labor abuses lie in making cocoa farming more productive and profitable, then working from the inside to convince farmers and governments that they would be better off educating children than exploiting them. Just getting started. Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa believes Cargill and its big cocoa compatriots are only partway there. Harkin was behind a 2001 congressional action, the Harkin-Engel Protocol, that has put heat on the cocoa and chocolate companies. While progress has been made in combating child labor in the cocoa sector, it has not come quickly enough, Harkin wrote to the Star Tribune. Making progress. On the plus side, the cocoa industry committed $10 million for remediation efforts as part of a 2010 agreement among the cocoa industry, the U.S. Department of Labor, and governments of the world's two largest cocoa producers, Ivory Coast and Ghana. But more investments are needed, Harkin added. And while companies associated with major chocolate brands have been at the forefront of the industry's efforts, the companies that process cocoa, such as Cargill and ADM, have been less engaged. Cargill's plans. Cargill officials say the company is among the industry's leading investors in the child labor fight. Cargill has spent $5 million in the past 3 years in Ivory Coast and Ghana on a program designed to end child labor abuse, Cargill's sustainable cocoa manager, Taco Terhagen said, and Cargill should soon announce a 3-year extension of that initiative. But progress will continue to be incremental, Terhagen cautioned, because Cargill's program is based on empowering communities so they can take control of their own future. Job one has been increasing productivity to attack the poverty that forces children to leave school to work on cocoa farms, he said. The root of the problem. About 70% of the world's cocoa production comes from West Africa. Unlike many types of farming, cocoa growing is dominated by relatively small farms. An estimated 1.8 million children work on cocoa farms in Ivory Coast and Ghana combined. Child labor practices in the cocoa industry came under scrutiny around 2000. After media exposés about child trafficking and slave labor. In response, Harkin and Representative Elliot Engel of New York negotiated with governments, nonprofit groups, and the world's largest cocoa and chocolate companies, including Cargill. The Harkin-Engel Protocol. The result was the Harkin-Engel Protocol, a voluntary agreement aimed at stopping the worst forms of child labor. The U.S. Labor Department has paid Tulane University to monitor child labor in Ivory Coast and Ghana. In its final report in 2011, Tulane's Payson Center for International Development said Harkin Engel served as a catalyst for action and that there is significant evidence of its impact. The cocoa industry and nonprofit groups had created child labor remediation efforts in 290 communities in the two countries, reaching about 650,000 people. Still, the cocoa industry's funding of anti-child labor issues had not been sufficient, the report concluded. Vocabulary focus. Viable. Dog. Hoard. Compatriot. Incremental. Scrutiny. Catalyst.